Welcome to the Payments and Cards Network podcast. Today on the show, we had Martin van der Putten. He is SVP of Business Development at Brightwell. Brightwell is a payments fintech company based in Atlanta, Georgia. They offer remittance payment services to millions of primarily cruise line workers worldwide. Lots of people working on those cruise lines have to work on those ships for months on end. Typically, it's a cash economy. They're sending most of their money home. They've been, I would say, often taken advantage of by traditional transfer and forex companies. Brightwell helps them get their money home securely and keep most of it, almost all of it, in fact. I think they're probably the best company doing this in the payment space at present. It's truly good work, good positive work that they're doing. So I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, today on the show we have Martin van der Putten. He is the SVP of Business Development at Brightwell. Welcome to the show, Martin.
Hi, Lewis. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, thank you. Beautiful frosty day in Amsterdam. How's things in Atlanta?
You know, Atlanta's doing pretty well. It's a beautiful fall day. I'm looking out of our office windows, and I think it's going to turn out to be 19 degrees here. So I think it's quite the difference with Amsterdam. So I always give myself a pat on the back when I look outside and I talk to my friends back home. But beautiful day today.
Indeed, you're one of the few authentic Dutchies in fintech in Atlanta. I think you made a smart move there. Both great payments capitals in their own right, but you've definitely got the best of the weather.
Yeah, it gets hot, but I prefer that over the rain and the cold. But you know, it's a good place to live.
Okay, great. So thanks for being on the show, Martin. I think the best place to start is with a quick introduction of yourself and your company, Brightwell. Brightwell is doing fantastic work in the payment space, and I'm sure our audience would love to hear all about it.
Yeah, so Martin van der Putten here. I, as you might have known, I'm a Dutchman that moved to Atlanta, I think about 7 years ago right now. Originally started working for a large investment bank, and then out of that investment bank moved to Park Mobile, where we experienced lots of growth here in the U.S. markets, up and until the exit where we were acquired by Mercedes-Benz and BMW last year. And after that, I moved to Brightwell to work on their corporate development, business development side. So I've been here about 9 months now. And Brightwell is a fintech remittance company that serves the maritime industry today. Really, really interesting what they do. Have over 250,000 consumers that we service, almost every single month, and help them deliver their payroll to their friends and family back home, even though their own bank accounts. I think what a lot of people don't realize is how expensive it is to send money across borders, and that there's quite a large population in the world, about 400 million people that primarily work outside of their home countries. But send funds back home to support friends and family, and we're helping those people. So it's a very good and nice company to work for because it's, you know, you're doing something good in the world. It's also at this point in time very, very in a very, very interesting space.
That's a great introduction. Let's look in a bit more detail at some of the needs of these workers working in the maritime industry. What sorts of payments services have they had to rely on up until Brightwell? And why is Brightwell offering them a far superior service than some of those more traditional Forex or transfer providers?
Right, so this is a great question. I'll explain a little bit of how Brightwell started, so that'll give you a little bit of some background. Brightwell wasn't always in the remittance business. A couple of key, small, but very, very important pivots led to us finding a market fit within the maritime industry and therefore finding our consumers. Originally, we provided prepaid debit cards as a payroll solution. Now, it happened to be that a few of our key clients were cruise lines, and they were in the maritime industry, and we figured out that they had a huge cash issue, that they were paying people in cash, and therefore payroll cards were a very, you know, adjacent solution. From there, we noticed that there were peaks in our volume or in our transaction volumes, and they were all going through remittance companies. That led us then to partner with remittance companies, such as a Western Union, such as a MoneyGram, such as a Transfast, and a couple others. And from there, we've sort of built an application that consumers can load funds, or their funds are loaded onto through their payroll. That's paired with a prepaid debit card. And then they can, from there, direct deposit their salaries to an account back home, or send that to a cash pickup location, or send that to friends and families like you can with another remittance company. The key difference is that this is all done automatically and through an application, and there's a choice. So take one of our partners, for example, Western Union. If you choose to use Western Union, you can do so. However, the only rails that you could use are that of Western Union. Within our system, there's a choice. And that choice leads to more competitive pricing, competitive options for our consumers, because not everyone has the same distribution in every country, nor is Western Union or Transfast always the best solution, or MoneyGram always the most competitive on price. It sort of fluctuates. So that gives our consumers choice, and it makes it very, very useful for them, because every single dollar that they're sending back, that dollar goes a long way back home typically.
Indeed. Talk us through some of the risks traditionally associated with remittance payments. I mean, it's not always been safe. These remittance workers saving their money, sending their money abroad. What are some of the risks that Brightwell are helping these people overcome?
So this might be very hard to believe, but this is a true statement, is that up until, and still today, and up until a couple of years ago, our clients were paying their employees literally in cash. They were rolling in millions of dollars of cash, US dollars in cash, onto cruise ships around the world and paying their employees in cash. These employees then had to send those funds home. That meant that in any given port that they were, the few hours of spare time that they had to go out of port, stand in line at a remittance shop with cash, hand it over to the remittance shop and hope that it got home in time. You can imagine that there's some fraud there. The remittance industry could be a little bit more transparent.
Hey, this is Jonathan from Block Data. FYI, 40% of big companies will invest at least $5 million into blockchain initiatives this year. Block Data helps these companies understand what's going on through market intelligence on the blockchain ecosystem. If you'd like to find out more, just Google Block Data.
I'm sure you've and your listeners have experienced sending funds across borders. You don't necessarily know when it's going to arrive, where it is in the station. The technology that is built and the rails that are built are not, you know, nearly as good as they could be. So I think we are helping our consumers there with trust and using a process that they now know, and especially with the speed of delivery. With one of our cash pickup solutions, consumers can pick it up within an hour. That makes it feel very, very safe for them. They appreciate that because they know it and they can rely on us.
These solutions are incredibly convenient and safe compared to what's been normal in the past. Tell us a little bit about what this means in terms of areas of the market Brightwell has not yet reached out to. You've done a great job discovering and servicing this quite new area of the world in need of such payment solutions. Where else can Brightwell bring its services to? I imagine you've not kind of fully captured the whole global maritime industry just yet. How much further have you still got to go?
So we've done quite well within the cruise niche, I'd say. We probably have a 70 to 80% market share there. We've just built a very solid product that's very much tailored to that industry.
Yeah.
The maritime industry in general, so including commercial ships, that's an area we can explore to. There's 300 million, 400 million, or it's estimated to be 300-400 million working migrants globally. We eventually are planning to go after those consumers. I think going after those consumers brings a whole new set of challenges, some that we can solve and some that we'll need to learn to solve. One of the big ones there is KYC, obviously. If you are talking to, you know, various consumers in different regions in the world, there's different KYC requirements, different regulations, different banking regulations. So there's a lot of rules that you need to follow and comply with. That poses a new set of challenges, but not ones that can't be solved. It just needs to make sense as well from a business perspective. And that's the nice thing about cruise, is that these are major employers. Picking a smaller company, I'd say a hotel chain, that becomes a little bit more difficult because those consumers might not be as geographically concentrated as on a cruise ship.
That's very interesting stuff. And I've got to pose this question. It's an area I'm completely ignorant of. What are the implications for taxation with remittance workers using a service like Brightwell or more traditionally a Western Union? Are they liable for tax in their home country or the country they were on when they performed the work? How do you deal with the issue of tax?
So, great question. We personally do not get involved. I mean, that's on the consumer. That being said, is taxation questions are different per country. The USA is a great example. The USA, if you're a US citizen, taxes you on your global income, no matter where you work. The Netherlands only taxes you in the country of income. So every country is different, and I can't speak to how that works for every single one of our consumers. That being said, I know that our Filipino consumers, they do have to remit a certain portion of their funds home to pay taxes. They do that, and that is their choice. That's not something that Brightwell actually takes care of for them. We just help them get the funds there.
Okay. That's clarifying. Of course, it's something the consumer needs to be financially aware of, and something Brightwell can assist in. I'd like to know a little bit more about Brightwell's sustainability and CSR projects. I understand just from a quick glance at the website that it's something the company takes very seriously, and this is great, and this is something I'm seeing fintechs really take a lead on in comparison to other areas of financial services. These younger, smaller companies tend to take it a lot more seriously and put a lot more time and capital into it. Could you tell us a little bit about how important it is for Brightwell to be taken seriously and doing good work in the areas of sustainability in particular?
Well, I think for Brightwell, it's extremely important. Every company, I think, has a responsibility to sort of, or everyone in the world really, has some type of responsibility to contribute and make this place a better place. That being said, here at Brightwell, I think we take that to a new level. Everyone that we hire really knows what we do and why it's important. Your first week here, you are shown every single corner of the company and why what we do is important. The calls that we get in, how we help consumers send their funds back. And just by going into the App Store or reading reviews or thank yous that we get from our consumers, you know how important it is. We're saving people a lot of money. We're getting money back home for their families to literally buy food and buy clothing. Some of our consumers send and pay tuition, make tuition payments through our system. We are helping people improve their lives. It's not a convenience factor where we're sending money or exchanging currencies so that I can go on vacation. We are literally helping people put money on the table for their friends and family. So I think we eat, sleep, and breathe that. It makes business sense. It makes us feel good. It helps us with hiring. It helps us with motivation. It helps people go the extra mile when there's an outage or when a problem needs to be solved or when a new product needs to be delivered. It really, really helps when a company, I think, as a whole, understands what the mission is, why you do it, and brings the team together.
I love that. I love the intersection of the good financial technology, a proper novel financial service, and doing real good in the world, finding...
just imagine if your paycheck, next week doesn't get delivered. A day or two for you, it might not make a difference. But after a week goes by, you'll be asking some questions. Well, our consumers are no different. And so we have to make sure that that is delivered. And not only are they counting on the money, it's the other people that count on them. So that's how important it is. And we really, really care about that.
Martin, tell us a little bit about how partnerships work with Brightwell, financial partnerships, money transfer partnerships. I know your company needs to be enmeshed in a world of partnerships and integrations. Talk to us in general terms about how important that is to Brightwell's business model.
Absolutely, yeah. So we are not single source, and we work with several remittance partners as well as financial institutions. It's really important. Our consumers are globally dispersed. We allow consumers to send funds to over 130 countries. I think, you know, our top three markets come from Southeast Asia, but out of there, we have consumers sending to Serbia, sending to Russia, sending to Ukraine, to the Netherlands, to England and the US, and everything in between. So we need to have solutions in every single corridor of this world. There's not a single partner that has a perfect solution for every corridor. I'll give you one example. Western Union, extremely good partner of Brightwell's, has good solutions. However, another company named Transfast has very, very tailored solutions for cash pickup in the Philippines. We launched that a few months ago, and that's been very, very successful because our Filipino consumers really, really appreciate cash pickup. That being said, our American consumers, they'd rather send to a bank transfer. We have other partners that do that very well. So we're always looking to improve our products, deliver more solutions for our consumers, and you know, different partners solve different problems.
Love it. Talk to me a little bit about some of the challenges Brightwell sees on the horizons. What are some of the near-term and further away term problems or issues with either your consumer base or maybe regulators or competitors? Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you need to make sure you get in front of.
Yeah, so it seems that there's always curveballs being thrown at you. I think anyone in the financial technology space, one of the big issues that you have to learn to deal with is fraud and compliance, whether that's from a fraud perspective and hackers attacking you, or that's from a regulatory perspective where there's a new regulation in place that you have to comply with, which can either, you know, grow your business or hurt your business. Those are things that we always are sort of discussing as a team and what's happening in the industry, where do we think the industry is heading. So those are things I think, you know, one of the big ones the entire industry faces is where interchange is heading. Are we going after to the same place as Europe, where interchange is going lower? How do we solve for that? What does that do for us as a business? So those are definitely things that you need to think of. And then for Brightwell specifically, you know, what's happening in certain countries? You know, what happens if there's a sanction on a certain country, such as Iran or, you know, North Korea, and we have consumers there? What do we do? How do we help those consumers? Can we even help them? So those are things that are directly applicable to a company such as Brightwell.
Indeed, can be a bit of a minefield. They always have to be careful to get aligned with the regulator. There are, of course, millions of people who could make use of your services, and sometimes it's difficult to see who's using them and if you're allowed to offer those services. So I imagine that's a challenge you're always trying to stay ahead of. Talk to us finally a little bit about talent acquisition at Brightwell. For the size of your customer base, you have relatively small headcount, which is wonderful. It speaks to efficiency. How does Brightwell do talent acquisition? What kinds of people does it like to recruit?
So we're very fortunate to work with one of our in-house recruiters. She's absolutely phenomenal. But I think we work with such a lean team because we very much hire culturally as well as motivationally. And that allows us to work with a very, very small team, and technology helps there. But we select the right people. So I think, you know, during my interview process, I think people were very thorough on who I was as a person, who was I, what motivated me, and why did I want to work at Brightwell. Obviously, you have to meet some other qualifications as well, but I think that weighs a lot here at the company. Everybody gets along. We spend a lot of time on company culture. There's a lot of cross collaboration between teams. No one is silent. We literally sit in an open office. My CEO sits behind me, and my CFO sits about four seats next to me. Nobody has a closed office, which is great. Everyone shares meeting rooms. So I think that, you know, that really helps with hiring new people because it shows that there's upward mobility within the company, there's transparency, and everyone can talk to each other. And I think that's what the new employer candidate is looking for, especially if they're coming from a large company or from a company where they didn't have that. And you know, in my experience, that's why people are looking for jobs. They're not purely looking for salaries. They're looking for mobility. They're looking for something that they enjoy, because people spend a lot of time at the office.
Couldn't agree more. And we're going to offer some links when we put this podcast out to Brightwell's website. So anyone interested in inquiring after the company as a potential applicant or for any other reason, they can certainly find where you are online, Martin. Okay, last question I've got to ask. We're also a company with an office in Holland and in Atlanta. You are a Dutchman now working in Atlanta. Talk to our Dutch listeners for a moment. Why should Dutch fintech companies consider Atlanta as a place to possibly open up their first US business?
Oh, as a first US business, I think Atlanta, first of all, is extremely centrally located. You know, if you are a Dutch business, you want to be near a major airport. Atlanta happens to be the busiest airport in the world. I think there is 3 direct flights and sometimes even 4 direct flights to Amsterdam every single day. Unlike our friends up in New York, our airport doesn't get shut down every other day and there's no delays. So that really helps. And also I think costs. I think many people are realizing that the hubs that people know in Amsterdam, for example, such as San Francisco and New York, that they are extremely expensive. Atlanta has the same amount of talent with less cost, and many people are moving here because it's affordable, it's a great city to live, the climate's amazing. And as a fintech, there's not many better places. All the global payment processors are here. A lot of financial technology companies come out of Atlanta. I think we have a couple unicorns. Cabbage is one of them. You know, Green Sky is a big one. You know, in the crypto and the blockchain world, we have BitPay. So there's a lot of others more startup-y and young companies coming out of Atlanta as well. So I think Atlanta gets overlooked, but more and more, especially here in America, people are realizing what a great city Atlanta is, and it's grown tremendously. But I don't think it gets the love it deserves from people in the Netherlands just because it's unknown.
Indeed. Other way around as well, big American corporates or even fast-growing smaller fintechs in Atlanta, if you're looking at Europe, consider Amsterdam. It's got it all. But Martin van der Putten, working for a wonderful company servicing the remittance community globally, doing it for Dutchies in Atlanta as well. Thank you very much for sharing your experiences with us today, Martin. And lastly, how should anyone interested get in touch with yourself, either to make use of Brightwell services or possibly come work for Brightwell?
Yeah, so if you want to come work for Brightwell, please check out our careers page. The link will be posted by Lewis and tied to this interview. And if you want to reach out to me personally, please reach out through LinkedIn. I am always active and update there. So that's probably the best place to reach me.
Awesome. Okay, Martin van der Putten, SVP Business Development at Brightwell. Thanks very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Lewis.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Payments and Cards Network podcast is brought to you by our friends and sponsors, Payvision. Payvision, when it comes to payments, they don't mess around. They live and breathe payments processing, from design and integration to delivery and checkout and everything in between. Check out payvision.com. We are also brought to you by Block Data. Block Data is an Amsterdam-based cryptocurrency research firm. They help investors get involved in the world of cryptocurrency safely and securely. Check out blockdata.tech for more information about them. Thanks for joining today's show. We'll see you again next time.